from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
She's Louise.
You know, and I get the territorial rights with the Giants in San Jose. It would have been kind of cool to see the A's in San Jose. They could have really
blossomed out there. Big financial boom.
Oh my gosh. They would have been selling out 35,000 seat stadiums every night down in San Jose with that weather. Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of fans, money. The weather is significantly better. There's land to do it. There's a lot of more space.
Yeah, it's sad. It's just sad. You know, the Bay Bridge series, like, hey, people want to get hyped up about it. I don't know. I don't know how people, like, Spadoni, Bay Bridge series, is doing anything for you? Like, how's it been watching the A's this season knowing they're leaving Oakland, California?
The team was so awful last year, and, like, they've actually been relatively, like, they're going to hit their over in the win total probably here pretty soon, but they're 17 games, whatever they are, under 500. But yeah, tomorrow's probably gonna be my last game ever at the Coliseum, but I'm also doing it because, you know, my best friend, we're having his bachelor party there tomorrow, starting there. So we're doing that, and then we're going to have a night out in the city. So I'll remember that. I'll remember the good times with some buddies and stuff like that, but it's not like the mystique of, like, the series is not, like, doing anything right for me. In the past, it was fun because my dad's a Giants fan, so we would go together and stuff like that during, like, Father's Day or, like, that time. Like, sometimes the A's and Giants would play around that time. So, but yeah, I don't know. The whole thing has gotten to the point where I've become numb. Just, like, it is what it is kind of a thing. You'll be in Sacramento. I'm not going to go up there to play. I'll probably still follow along, but just, like, on Twitter. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, the A's. Yeah, I'm going to go on my way to talk about them. Just, I'm not going to do that anymore, which sucks because I like to go out of my way to talk about teams that I like. I bring up Raiders conversation to you guys all the time, stuff like that. When's the last time I ever talked about the A's, really? Mason Miller yesterday.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I don't go out of my way to talk about them anymore, which sucks because I grew up loving that team.
I mean, this station had so many people that were so connected with the A's. Yep. You know, Rick and Townie and Roxy Papa Bernstein. Roxy Bernstein, you know. I know Brody at one point did shows over here. Kyle Madsen loves the A's. He used to be over here. Spadoni. Evan Giddings, who's on, is a big-time A's fan. I mean, like, it's just everybody here was a big A's fan. A lot of them. And it just sucks. And I just think about, like, baseball in the East Bay and how many great, I'm talking great players. Forget back in the day. I'm talking about just the last 25 years, like Dontrelle Willis, CC Sabathia, Jimmy Rollins. Just go down the list. It's like a who's who of, like, playoff performing studs. And to think that a lot of those guys aren't going to have their hometown team anymore. I mean, and you know how much I love baseball. I wonder what the effect is and that it's going to have just on the community and everybody in general.
Just being a baseball geek, flipping over the channel and watching American League Baseball. when Giants go to commercial, going to the A's game, we're just having a laptop and the television, watching the A's. And I remember, didn't they have like a 21-inning game against the Angels? What was that, Spadone? They had like this epic 20. We stayed up all night. I remember Twitter all night. It was like
Jamal Weeks had the game-winning run.
Jamal Weeks.
Was
he Ricky Weeks' brother?
I think Ricky Weeks, too, is coaching with Milwaukee now.
Oh.
The Brewers. Yeah, I saw his name pop up a couple
of
weeks
ago. Him and Braun were sick together.
Yeah, they were sick together. But
the
That's
what his nickname was.
Another Hurricanes legend.
The tainted substance.
He was another Hurricane legend, wasn't he?
Yep. I remember when I would go to like baseball games in Miami, people love telling stories about Ryan Braun routinely put balls in the parking garage that was on the other side of the right field fence, a good 350 feet away or something like that.
Lying about the urine sample.
I was just going to say.
And Aaron Rodgers, fucking Rodgers having his back and then lying about it.
Ryan Braun was sick though. That him, Prince Fielder, Ricky Weeks, that team was nice.
Funny thing about that Biogenesis clinic that, you know, A-Rod and whatnot got mixed up with, right across the street from the Miami baseball field.
Yeah, that's funny.
Was it Gomes? Who was the center fielder?
Johnny Gomes?
It was like Chris Gomes or something. Johnny Gomes, different. Gomes. He was more corner outfielder, DH. This guy was like Chris Gomes or something like that. Center field.
It was Yan Gomes, but that's the catcher.
Whatever happened to Jarrell Cotton with the Oakland A's? It's random, I know, because I remember Jarrell Cotton had a great start. The start to see, like, he was dealing, right? And Sunday Afternoon Delight, I was like, Papa, this guy reminds me of Pedro. He goes, you know what? I thought about that.
The most recent MLB team, by the way, Bonte, was the Giants in 2022.
Are you serious?
Yep. Jarrell Cotton was a Giant in 2022.
Jarrell Cotton, he had his start.
I
remember Papa texted in a group thread, I can't find the A's game. Where are they at? Cotton's pitching in Kansas City. We're hyped, dude.
I mean, at one point, it was A.J. Puck, Lizardo.
Yep.
Who were the other ones? Daniel Murphy, I remember at one point. All the young players that were going to be something.
Yeah, well, there's just, I mean, you can go to Sean Doolittle. You can go to Josh Donaldson. You can go to Matt Olson, who's not there. Matt Chapman, not there. Coco Crisp was the old guy for a while. We love Coco Crisp. You can just go. I feel like I'm Joe Horn right now. There's so many of you. I can't even give you an exact name.
Who was the shortstop you got from the Cubs when you traded, or they traded to the Cubs?
Addison Russell. Now playing, I think, overseas.
Adam Rosales.
Crosby.
Let's go to,
great players.
Bobby Crosby was sick, and I remember Harold Riddles, I'll never forget, because I think he won Rookie of the Year. And the next year, they were making, like, Baseball Tonight, we're making, like, their MVP predictions. And Harold Reynolds was like, my MVP is going to be Bobby Crosby. This guy's unbelievable.
I thought he was going to be sick, too.
And I was like, damn. He was good.
It was him. Who was the right fielder before him? Not Van Poppel. Israel Hausen. Who was the
Tom guy? Van Poppel's like seven.
So, yeah, this is probably your guys'.
Ariel Prieto. Remember him?
Hell, yeah. No, but who's that right fielder that was supposed to be good for the A's? Oh, that's going to kill me.
Mondo in San Lorenzo.
What's up, Mondo?
What's happening?
Derek Barton.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Mondo?
Yeah, I heard you guys talk about that, you know, that crazy long game. I'm not sure if it was the Angels, but I remember it was a Monday. I think it was 19 innings or something like that.
A long game, right? Yeah.
It was a Monday and I had to work at like 6 a.m. the next day, but you know, you don't get to see 19 inning games very often. And I think who was it? Jerry Blevins. I think he had to actually come back because they were out of position players because the bullpen was just packed for that whole game. But, I mean, I've been a fan since I was about 5 years old. My dad had season tickets. He takes the games all the time. Grew up in the 2000s with Moneyball. I think during game 18, they had a smoked a foul ball over to our seats and almost hit me in the head. My dad, like, you know, set me down so I could hit. But, you know, it's just been really sad just seeing the team degrade from, you know, the height of what it was, like, you know, 70s, 80s, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's, you know, I recently moved and I'm having this, you know, I just want to sell all my A stuff because, like, this has no sentimental value to me anymore. And I think one of the worst parts for me is that when Cal came in, they had all the promotions, they had a bunch of new programs they were trying to launch and really trying to get the fans into the stadium. I think it was that Treehouse Pass, whatever it was. Like, that was exciting, but like you guys said, he's just a weasel, and it's really sad to see the team go from the height of what it was, you know, during my formative years into what it is now, the shell of former self. Like, my friends, you know, are like, oh, you still follow the A's? Because I said, we're A's hat. I still rep the team. But, you know, seeing where it is, it's just really upsetting.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do when they go to SAC?
I don't know. It is what it is. I think your producer said just, you know, follow him on social media every now and then. But I'm actually bringing my dad up for one last game. And nice. I don't know. Like, hear you guys talk about it right now. Like, it's hard. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
enjoy it with your dad. Enjoy it.
Let's go to Brian from the last dive bar. Brian, what's happening? You're on a roast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Man, what is going on? You guys are absolutely cooking. The coffee is scorching hot this morning. I had to call in. I was inspired by you guys just dragging John Fisher. This is great.
Yeah, it gets tiresome, though. You know, what else can we say about him? What else? It's just like talking Farhan Zaidi. What else do you want us to say about Farhan Zaidi? It is what it is. It becomes stale.
I mean, B, I'm looking at it right here. Real quick before you go in here. Canseco McGuire Weiss, 3 consecutive rookies of the year in the late 80s. And then they go, Ben Grieve was the guy I was talking about. And then you get Crosby, Houston Street, Andrew Bailey, all in like a 4 or 5 year period. I mean, just the amount of talent they've had is unreal. It's the ownership.
Their farm system has been so far better than the Giants' farm system.
It's unreal.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Shasky, you really hit it on the head at the start. This has been systematic, right? I've never seen an organization systematically just dismantle the history, the rich history of a franchise. I mean, the only team outside the Yankees to win 3 World Series. You got going to another 3, you know, World Series in the 80s. You had the money ball. You never capitalized on anything, and this has been completely systematic. And in the final year of the Coliseum, the final year, you've done absolutely nothing as an organization to acknowledge that, lean into that. I mean, at least when the Raiders left, there was somewhat of a farewell tour, and they gave that bit of decency to the fan base. But the A's, no. They'd known that they were going to Vegas all the way in 2021 is when they were first starting to announce it, and the rumblings were going on. And so they knew this day was coming. They've done absolutely nothing to acknowledge the fans, to acknowledge the employees. I mean, even the employees, Vince Catronio, who's been with the A's for 18 years, had to go through the Chronicle to announce that he was leaving. And most employees that are still there that have been there for 20, 30 years don't even know the fate, right? And aren't even getting communicated to by the organization, and they're just getting letters. We've had employees that have told us that they've been told that if they want a celebration for them leaving, they have to hold it themselves. It's spiteful, it's intentional, and I've never seen something on the level this big. And so, like, our mission has been just exposing Fisher and the antics of what they're doing on a level that has never been seen before. And now you can't talk about the A's without talking about how bad Fisher has been for baseball, for the A's, for the franchise, the history. I mean, the guy's completely pooped on it, like you said, like nobody else. I mean, I've never seen diarrhea on a fan base and an organization like this guy has had.
I mean,
well said, Brian. What do you do now, though? Where's baseball?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.